今天下午来谈神家的守门人。
I would like to study the topic that the guardian of God's household.
这个在球队比赛的时候，这个守门的，特别是足球，守门的是最关键的。
And so in a soccer match, you see the goalkeepers play a very important role.
因为赢不赢球有没有算，就是守门的。如果守得住，对方可能就取得胜利。如果守门的守不住，就输了。
And so, if you're a very good goalkeeper, he can block all the potential winning goals.
那所以现在我们今天早上我们通过了这两个重要的议案，对我们教会都很重要。
And so, this morning, we passed two proposals.That are very important to our church.
这跟我们教会的圣工的发展，跟我们真理有没有办法维护是有关的。
And so there are interrelated to how we can sustain our church's growth and protect the truth.
那被赋予责任的人基本上就是担负着教会工作的这个任务。那需要忠心来完成神的托付。
And so the one who's entrusted to this responsibility need to complete the work faithfully.
那我们今天下午呢，要从历代志上第九章来看这段经文，它所留下给我们的教训。
And so, so this morning, I'd like to see to learn from First Chronicle chapter 9 as mutual encouragement.
那这也是我们今天的读经的进度。
And this is where we should have been in the daily Bible reading.
那这一段第九章它基本上在记录从巴比伦被掳归回的人，他们所住的地方，他们所做的工作。
In chapter 9, it records who lives where and who do what.
那最后特别强调这个有关于利未人他们应该担负的工作。
And then it records the work the Levites should do.
那在从第十四节以后
，And starting from verse 14 and on，
你就看到这个记载利未的子孙他们有不同的职任。
And we can see that the descendants of Levi they have different responsibilities.
那这第十七节就开始记载这个守门的。
Verse 17 it mentions the gatekeepers.
那从第十七节一直你看到第三十四节的。
From verse 17 through verse 34.
那这一段大部分都跟守门的有关系。
And so, this passage has to do with the gatekeepers.
那就是特别在提到这个神的殿、神的家，都是神的城。他都是需要人特别去把守他那个进出口。
He specifically mentioned that the household of God needs to have people guarding the gates.
那这个是从神的角度看，这个工作很重要。
And so, from God's perspective, this is a very important work.
那今天在世界上的工作，你说那个大楼的管理员那个警卫那大家不会觉得说他很重要，那个都是觉得是很卑微的工作，不是很高贵的职务了。
And so today, if you go to these big buildings in New York or some apartments, you see the doorkeepers or the security person, you think that those are low-end jobs.
但其实，在圣经里面，我看到这个神的殿这个是神的城里面那个守门的很重要、很关键。
But in those days, the one who are gatekeepers of God's house. That's a very important role.
这些人都留下名字。
Their names were recorded.
他们只是在神的家里面守门而已。
Their role were merely gatekeepers.
那你说你今天在一个社会上的一些单位，他会给你列出他守门的是谁吗？不会的。
And so today, in a big corporation, would they give you an org chart of the gatekeepers?
这个 CEO 是谁？这个 CFO 是谁？都是重要职务的领导阶层的。
You'll see the org chart start from the top executive management.
但是圣经的标准跟世界上不一样。
But the biblical standard is different from that of earthly standards.
我们看到圣经里面记载这一串的名字都是跟守门有关系，说明在神的眼中，这个工作很重要，这些人很 非常尊贵。
And so here the Bible specifically records their names and their roles. This tells us that they conduct a very important work for God.
特别是当他们从巴比伦被掳现在归回了。
Especially now that they return from Babylon.
他们现在 要重新去维护神的家，让他不要再走上过去败坏的那个道路。
And so they shall no longer follow the path of destruction.
他们需要真的去把守神的教、神的家，让这个神的这个工作哦能够很顺利的推动，那神的城可以很干净。
So they need to execute the work of God and keep the city of God clean.
我们知道百姓他们被掳，事实上是因为他们犯罪的。
And so the people were taken captive because of their sins.
不是神没有能力保护他们。
Not because God lacks the power to protect them.
你看第九章一开头。
In chapter 9, from the very beginning,
第一节,
verse 1,
你看,请读第一节,
chapter 9, verse 1, the people of Judah were taken captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness.
第二节,
verse 2, now the first to resettle on their own properties in their own towns were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants.
这里提到他们被掳是因为他们犯罪。
He says that they were taken captive because their unfaithfulness.
那他们犯罪，他们没办法持守是神的约，所以他们就得罪了神最后被神管教，被掳到外邦。
And because of their sins, so they were punished by God, and therefore they were taken captive.
那可是神他不是要把这些百姓毁灭，他是要让他们醒悟，在时候满足，按照他的神的旨意。七十年之后，再把他们带回来了。
But God had no intention to destroy the Israelites, but rather, when the time is up, He brought them back to their homeland.
所以神的爱没有断绝。
Therefore, the love of God never ceases.
他继续的带领这个他的属他的百姓要去建立他的国度。
He continued to lead the Israelites to build his kingdom.
那接下来渐渐的要指向主耶稣基督要来所建设的这个教会了。
And slowly, this is pointing to the church that Lord Jesus will establish.
因为再过差不多四五百年之后，耶稣基督就会出现。
Because in about 400 to 500 years later, Lord Jesus will come.
那我们现在就是已经看到主耶稣基督的国度建立在地上我们今天也能够进入这个国度里面，成为他的选民我们是一群蒙福的人。
And so today we're truly blessed for not only we're under Lord Jesus, but we're chosen by Lord Jesus.
而且现在你看，现在这些人先从巴比伦归回，他们回到耶路撒冷来工作的。
And so these people they return from Babylon back to Jerusalem to work.
那这段历史我们在读以斯拉记的时候就会再读到。
And then so we will read a similar recording in Ezra.
他们在外邦地住了七十年之后，现在要回到耶路撒冷来，他们要放弃过去所累积的这些资产，他们的所拥有的，重新开始在耶路撒冷。
And so, though they accumulated much wealth in the foreign land after 70 years, but they will return to their homeland with nothing.
他们现在开始回来，要来建设神的家。
They return to rebuild the house of God.
所以这一群在神的家要侍奉人都是。愿意奉献的，愿意牺牲他们过去所拥有的，现在来到神的殿里面全身侍奉。
So these are the people that are willing to give up what they earned, return to their homeland to start from scratch.
当时候他们是这些人都是全时间侍奉神的了。
And so they were full-time servants of God.
他们要愿意付出。
And they're willing to give up what they had.
不管做什么，反正利未人他到神的到耶路撒冷城到神的殿，一定是去工作的，不是等着被人家服侍的。
And so the Levites and the servants of God, when they arrive in Jerusalem, they really to serve, not be served.
那接下去他就记载这当中有这个祭司的家庭。
And then he also records some families of priests.
第三节就记载说，住在耶路撒冷有犹大人、便雅悯人、以法莲人、马拿西人。
And those from Judah, from Benjamin, and from Ephraim, Manasseh, who live in Jerusalem.
这个就是代表当时候从犹大国跟从以色列国，他们这些属神的百姓归回耶路撒冷。
And so these represents the people that return from captivity back to Jerusalem.
好，那因为以法莲、马拿西这些人是约瑟的子孙。
And so Ephraim and Manasseh, they were descendants of Joseph.
那个便雅悯这个是约瑟的后代。
Benjamin also
就是雅各的后代了。
Benjamin is the descendant of Jacob.
是约瑟跟兄是兄弟嘛哈。
And so is the brother of Joseph.
同一个妈妈生的。
Of the same mother.
好，那犹大
and Judah,
这个就是雅各的后代里面真的成得到长子名分的。
And so he is the one that truly inherited the firstborn right of the sons of.
长子名分是给约瑟子孙的。
And so, so the firstborn right was given to the descendant of Joseph.
啊，那这个是在第五章哈，我们看第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5.
历代志上第五章。
First Chronicles chapter 5.
第一节就说到这个。雅各他的以色列的长子本来是流便，但是他犯罪，所以后来就失去了这个长子的名分了。
Here it says, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was the firstborn, but when he defiled his father's marriage bed, his right as firstborn was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel.
按家谱他就不算长子。
And so he is no longer considered the firstborn according to the genealogy.
第二节
verse 2.
请读二节。
Verse 2, and thought Judah was the strongest of his brothers, and a ruler came from him. The rights of firstborn belonged to Joseph.
看犹大哈，他现在出君王。
And so Judah, outcome rulers came out of Judah.
那长子的名分归约瑟，所以约瑟得到两份的产业。
And so the firstborn belonged to Joseph, so Joseph has two inheritance.
一般正常长子就是得双份嘛。
And so in the past, the firstborn will inherit two portions.
所以现在约瑟，你看他现在得到两份产业了。
And so Joseph received two portions.
实际上的长子就是他。
And so he is the de facto firstborn.
但是长子一般来说都是首先是当带头当王的。
And so the firstborn was supposed to be kings.
好了，现在这个带头的掌权的领导，现在是归犹大。
However, kings and rulers they came out of Judah.
所以我们说名分是归约瑟的子孙，但是其实上的福分是归给犹大。
And so the rights of the firstborn belong to Joseph, but the blessings of the firstborn came to Judah.
因为从犹大支派出君王。
Because from the tribe of Judah are the rulers.
不只是地上的君王，包括以后属灵的君王基督。
Not only the earthly rulers, but the spiritual King of Kings, Lord Jesus Christ.
好，这个就是在家谱里面，他特别让我们看到这个重点。
And so from the genealogies, we can see these critical points.
这一切本来应该归流便的。
Supposedly, Reuben is to inherit all.
但是他却你看他犯罪，他污秽了他父亲的床。
But here it says that he defiled his father's marriage.
表示他犯奸淫了。
Means that he had committed adultery.
他没办法持守圣洁。
He could not keep himself pure.
最后就失去了这个他本来应该得到的。
And so he gave up what he supposed to inherit.
所以今天我们要真的要得到神所赐给我们的这个产业啊，天国的福分，
and so
我们一定要保守圣洁。
If we are to inherit our heavenly inheritance, then we also need to be also pure.
这个没有圣洁是进不了神的。
For without holiness, it is impossible to see God.
今天我们的神是全能的、公义的，他也是圣洁的神。
So today our God is absolute holy, but is also absolute pure.
那在这个罪恶的时代，我们要保守我们的身心圣洁。
And so in this evil society, we need to keep up so pure.
不止我们的身体不要去犯罪，我们的心都要保守圣洁。
Not only our physical body should be kept pure, but our mind should also be pure.
我们要用神的道理来洁净我们自己。
So we need the words of God to constantly purify ourselves.
那这样子福分，长子的福分名分就不会失落。
And then we will not lose the blessings and the right of the firstborn.
好，那现在看回来第九章。
Please turn back to chapter 9.
他们现在被掳归回之后，回到耶路撒冷来住的，就是以法莲、马拿西、便雅悯、犹大。
And so it mentioned Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh.
你看他们这些人哦，都愿意为了神的国度哦，放弃他们过去所拥有的，在外邦地，然后回来。
And so these people, they willing to give up whatever they accumulated in foreign land and return.
好，那接下去这个就记载这个祭司啊，这个祭司是一定是亚伦的后代的。
And then priests, of course, they need to be the descendants of Aaron.
那我们接下去看第十七节，有关是守门的。
Let's go to verse 17 about the gatekeepers.
那这个守门的，他特别留下名字。他说，这个守门的以沙龙为长。
Here it says the gatekeepers, Shalom, was the chief, was their chief.
第十八节说，他们从前这些人都是看守王门的。
And they used to station at the king's gate.
那现在就是立位营当中守门的。
But now they're the Levites who are gatekeepers.
那第十九节特别讲到这个可拉的曾孙哈。
And here it says Shalom is a grandson and also the grandson of Korah.
他们都是管理使用之工，就是管做管理工作的，而且是守会幕的门。
And they are the gatekeepers for the temple door.
那他们这些过去祖先哈，立位支派他们在会幕的时代，在圣殿的时代，他们都是做守门的工作，在神的家、神的殿服侍的。
And so the Levites
继续下去了。
And so the Levites in the past they would be gatekeepers for the temple. So upon returning, they continue with their duties.
所以现在一代一代的，现在他们的子孙再继续的在侍奉神呢。
And so again, their future generation also serve the Lord.
第二十节说，从前以利亚撒的儿子腓尼哈管理他们。那神跟他同在。
And
第二十节。
Excuse me, verse 20 says, in earlier times, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, was in charge of the gatekeepers.
这个腓尼哈，你看他过去所做的事情，就是在民数记二十五章里面的。
Phinehas, what did he do? It's recorded in Numbers chapter 25.
腓尼哈他是有忌邪的心的。
He records Phinehas has a heart of detesting evil.
好，我们看民数记二十五章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 25.
这就是过去他们的祖先所留下的好榜样。
And so these are some of the fine examples that their forefathers left them.
那也说明要锁门的，他第一个要具备的，就是要有这个忌邪的心。
And so also says that the gatekeepers need to hate evil.
我们现在看二十五章。
Chapter 25. Of Numbers.
民数记二十五章，他在记载以色列百姓他们在神庭的时候，百姓去犯奸淫了。
And here it records that the Israelites, while stationed in Shittim, committed adultery.
那时候，这个神很生气啊。
And so God was very angry.
那很多人也都死了，因为这个罪而死亡。
Many people die because of this sin.
那正在我们看第六节。
Please read verse 6.
去读第六节。
Verse 6. Then an Israelite man brought to his family a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel while they were weeping at the entrance to the tents of the meeting.
好，那第七节。
Verse 7, when Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this, he left the assembly, took a spear in his hand,
第八节。
And followed the Israelites into the tent. He drove the spear through both of them, through the Israelites and into the woman's body. Then the plague against the Israelites was stopped.
第九节。
Verse 9, about those who die in the plague number 24,000.
这个是在那个时代，腓尼哈所做的一件非常重要的工作。
And so that was a very important work that Phinehas did.
他 他看到，你看当众人都在为他们的罪所受到的刑罚哀哭的时候，竟然有人他还是公然犯罪。
And so even during the congregation weeping for the great sins of Israel, some people in broad daylight in front of them continue to transgress.
那现在腓尼哈他看到这种情形，他勇敢的采取行动。
And so Phinehas saw this, he boldly took action.
这个不是他残忍的问题。
Not because he was violent.
不是说他没有爱心。
Not because he was lacking love.
这是因为他知道说这件事情在神的家会带来更大的刑罚，更多人会死亡。
Because he knew that if this continues, more people would be punished and more people would die.
因为如果神一发怒哦，百姓就遭殃了。
Because if the Lord's anger continues, more people will perish.
所以他你看当下马上采取行动，把这两个犯奸人把他刺杀。
And so he killed these two sinners.
结果呢？你看那瘟疫就停住了。
And Bible records, and the plague stopped.
表示说他这个人他所采取的行动是非常重要的。
And so the action that he took was critical.
那接下去就是神他说的话了。
And then the Lord spoke.
我们看，请读第十节。
Please read verse 10. The Lord said to Moses.Phinehas, son of Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, has turned my anger away from the Israelites, for he was as zealous as I am for my honor among them, so that in my zeal I did not put to an end to them.
第十二节。
Verse 12, therefore tell him I am making my covenant of peace with him.
第十三。
He and his descendant will have a covenant of a lasting priesthood because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made atonement for the Israelites.
这里神特别赞赏这个腓尼哈的他这个祭血的心。
And so, God praised this heart of Phinehas.
然后神说，我就将我平安的约赐给他了。
He says, I will put to him a peace covenant.
结果他的后代哈，他说永远做祭司职任的约，就是他永远可以来侍奉神。
That is, his descendant will have a covenant of everlasting priesthood.
因为他为神有祭血的心，为以色列人赎罪。
Because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made atonement for the Israelites.
接下去，历代志上，我们就看到这些守门的这些被掳归回的后代啊，他们就可以继续的在神的殿里面来侍奉神。
So as a result, we can see that the descendants of Phinehas continue to serve God as gatekeepers.
所以这个祭邪的心很重要，就是要知道神他。所要求的这个圣洁标准在哪里
？And so, this heart of being zealous for the honor of God is very important.
这个守门的，就是在决定说谁可以进，谁可以出。
And knowing what is good and what is bad, and who can enter, who cannot.
特别是说今天谁要进入神的这个殿， so, 他可不可以进去
？Can this person enter into God's assembly？
那这个时候他可不可以进去？
Is this the time to enter?
或者是这个时候是应该关起来，不可以进出的。
Or maybe this is the time to block them.
所以这个守门的人哦，他是把关的，为百姓把关的。有时候坏人你不能让他进来啊。
So the gatekeepers need to hold the gate. If this person may cause harm, he had to stop him from entering.
那他说要先知道神的原则，神的法则是什么
？So he need to know what is God's law and God's standard.
那个腓尼哈他知道这个罪恶怎么可以进到神的百姓的会中呢
？And so Phinehas knew that how can such sin entering into the
congregation? 而且那个犯罪又是那个。组长带头做头的
，and the one who commits the sin was actually a leader among the people.
所以他毅然就采取行动，把这个人刺杀。
So he took action and atoned for Israel.
这个就是祭邪的心。
And so this is a heart of zealous for God's honor.
那结果就得到神的祝福。
And then he was blessed by God.
神说我跟他立个约。平安的约。
And so God said, "I will make a peace covenant with him."
所以以后他的子孙，你看他可以得到平安，可以继续侍奉神。
That his descendants shall serve God for forever.
那今天我们在教会里面做工，一定要能够抓住这个真理的原则。
And so today, when we do work in the church, we must grab hold of this truth.
我们要能够为教会的圣洁这个，而且就是。不要沾染世俗这个事情把关。
And so we have to hold the standard of the church and not to be lower by the earthly standards.
在提摩太前书第三章
In 1 Timothy chapter 3,
第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
今天早上我们在提案的时候，我们有读过这一节。
And so we read this verse earlier this morning.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
存清洁的良心，要固守正道的奥秘。
They must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith with a clear conscience.
那这里特别提到这个固守正道奥秘。
He says, keep hold of the truth.
这个就是锁门的。
That is guarding the gate.
今天神的家，你看有些人他们会。就是在这里，很多人都可以发表他的意见，那表达他的看法。
And so today, nowadays, we have to learn to so-called respect everyone's opinion.
你看，就像今天在开会的时候。
Just like today's meeting.
今天我们每一个信徒，我们既然是当中一份子，我们有什么意见都可以表达。
And so, as members of the congregation, if there's certain thing we wanted to say, we could say it.
但是当有很多人在讲话的时候
，But if people say many things,
不见得每个人所讲的话都是合乎真理的。
Not necessarily what everyone says is in accordance with the truth.
有许多人可能不知道真理的原则在哪里。
Maybe some people a little confused about the standard of the truth.
所以我们人都可以表达意见，但是不见得是合乎神的。
And so you can say whatever you want, but not necessarily they represent the truth.
但是最后要做成教会的决议，要能够弟兄姐妹共同遵守的，一定要合真理才行。
And but for a decision that could be abided by everybody, that certainly has to be the truth in the Bible.
所以教会最后要做决定，一定是要靠圣灵，靠圣灵，而且要固守真道，就是要合乎真理原则。
And so the church needs to make decisions that upholds the truth.
那这个就是今天守门的，要让教会真理能够完全不要被污染。
And so this is the work of the gatekeeper to uphold the purity of the truth.
同样的原则，不但是教会的长职这些圣职人员、传道者，包括我们教会的负责人都是一样。
And so this is the same for not just the pastors, the elders, the deacons, but also all the church workers.
甚至我们的中央教会教员。
Our RE teachers,
我们今天在带领查经的查经带领人
the one who leads the Bible study,
或者是真的我们在家里面做家长的
and or even as parents,
其实都类似像守门员的这个角色
we are all gatekeepers,
我们要让我们的家是真理的所在
and so our house needs to bebe the home of truth.
而且是神愿意跟我们同在的。
And that God willing to sit with us.
因为当我们偏离真理之后，神的同在就没有了。
And because if we departed from the truth, depart from God, and truth is no more.
所以这里特别提到这个要持守真理。
And so here it says very clearly that he needs to keep hold of the truth.
所以有时候你看这个圣洁，很重要的是我们的内心思想要圣洁。
And so to be pure, we need to be pure from our mind. In our mind.
因为如果我们的思想如果不圣洁，很容易我们的行为就偏差。
Because if our thoughts are not clean, and then sooner or later our actions will be defiled.
那这个就是从历代志上第九章我们所看到的历代志上九章。
And so we can learn this from First Chronicles chapter 9.
我们看回来第九章。
Please turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 9,
第二十二节
verse 22.
请读二十二节
1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 22. Altogether, though chosen to be gatekeepers at the threshold number 212, they were registered by genealogies in their villages. The gatekeepers had been assigned to their positions of trust by David and Samuel the seer.
这里特别提到说，这个工作，守门的这工作是当初大卫跟撒母耳所派，这个很紧要职任，就是很重要职任的。
He says the gatekeepers have been assigned to the positions of trust by David and Samuel.
他们过去是在看守会幕的。
In the past, they were gatekeepers for the temple.
后来变成看守圣殿的。
And then, excuse me, they were watching over the tabernacles, but now they're gatekeepers for the temple.
那甚至是看守整个这个。营队的，
and then they also the gatekeepers to watch over the army of God.
那所以 这个时候你会看到这个守门的他们要很有秩序，要很有规矩的。
And so the gatekeepers need to act orderly and properly.
如果守门的本身没有规矩，那就不用守了。
If the gatekeepers do not follow the rules, and then there's nothing to keep.
第二十三节特别提到这个按着班次看守。
And so it says they would take turns in an orderly fashion.
他是说这个有一个工作的时间，你这个时候应该要做的就是一定要在这个位置上。
There's a certain time to do certain things, and the work must be done.
所以这个按班次在侍奉哈，就是说该有人在侍奉的时候就一定要出现的。
And so when it's time to serve, that person better be there.
我们今天教会这各种工作都要安排表啊，要有时间。我们需要每一个人按在这个安排的工作尽心的去做。
And so the church has assigned people to do work according to the schedule. So if you're on the schedule, you need to do the work faithfully.
所以今天教会如果聚会安排到我们的任何工作，我们都要非常用心的去执行它才行。
And so any church work that we got assigned, we need to do them faithfully.
所以这个有纪律的这个团体它才会有力量。
And so if an organization is properly structured and order, then it will have power.
那这个有纪律来自于他愿意顺服，他愿意照着班次来做。
And also the people need to willing to follow the order and perform their duties.
那这个工作如果这个都有人在忠心的执行，其实这个教会的工作也变得很轻松的。因为大家一起来做的。
If all the work could be followed faithfully, then it's actually rather easy. Everybody can do it.
他们按着班次来看守神的殿的门呢。
It says according they will assign and take charge according to the schedule.
所以不会哪一个时候是放空城的，没有人在看守，不会，一定什么时候都有人该出现在那边把守的时候，都有人在看顾。
So there will not be a case where no one was guarding the gates.
那这个守门的自己本身一定要有这个责任感。
And so the gatekeepers need to be personally responsible.
我们今天在教会做工哈。
So today, as workers,
我们每一个人都被赋予责任。
So everyone is responsible.
如果今天是负责人。
If we are the church council,
该做什么事情我们一定要做。
We must do whatever is needed to do.
守门的自己本身一定要在位啊。
And so, as gatekeepers, we must be there to keep the gates.
就像我们今天做神的工一个很重要的工作就是要聚会，要参加聚会。
And so, a very important church work is to attend church services.
今天如果我们教会聚会的时间，我们的信徒没有出席。
So if they're in the church service, no members or few members attending services.
如果至少我们的负责人本身都会到。
And but if the council members themselves will show up.
那其实本身我们就可以去鼓励其他的弟兄姐妹一起来。
And if we show up ourselves, then we can encourage our members to show up.
如果我们自己有责任在身的没有出现，那怎么样去鼓励别人呢？
And if we don't even show up, then how can we ask others to show up?
所以今天教会。我们以后要盖第二期工程。
And so, if we are to have our phase two construction,
我们现在教会扩张越来越多工作。
And which means our work will multiplied.
那我们的会堂这么大。
We already have a very large building.
如果我们教会聚会的时候。
If they're in the service,
我们弟兄姐妹不会觉得说这是我的工作。
And people don't say, oh, that's my job.
那会堂很空。
And then the chapel is very empty.
那我们说要传福音，要去跟朋友说，哦，这个道理很好，这教会神的家，讲不下去。
And then if we tell our neighbors, our friends, say, come to the church, church is good, we don't have a strong position.
就好像今天我们都要布道。
Just like if we want to conduct evangelical work.
我们每年两次的灵恩布道会啊。
During the spiritual convocation, twice a year.
我们如果星期三晚上开始布道会。
If we starting the evangelical service on Wednesday night.
有时候小弟心里都有一个顾虑啊。
Sometimes I would worry.
星期三晚上，我们会有多少人参加教会的布道会
？Wednesday night, typically we have very few members attending.
会堂是空空的。
And so such a large chapel, but very few people.
如果今天慕道者来了
，If we truly have true seekers,
看到我们教会的信徒的出席状况
，And if you look at so few attendance,
当然 希望慕道者来到教会，他不是 看人数。
And of course, we hope our true seekers don't just show up to see
how many people
have the church, but rather to hear the gospel.
神也可以感动人，他喜爱真理，他继续来。
And God can move people that He likes the message and continue to show up.
如果今天教会空空荡荡的，其实那他来到这里信就冷了一半了。
But if the church is very empty, then it's hard to motivate people.
但是反过来，如果我们今天教会信徒很多，我们来参加。
But with a lot of people show up to attend the service.
那他慕道者来，他看到了。
And then the true seeker came and saw.
他听到道理，他看到我们弟兄姐妹参加聚会的情景。
And see how we devote to our services.
那我们在祷告的时候，大家用心祷告。
And we pray also very hard for them.
那这个他听道理，他得到这个信息的这个品质是不一样的。
And so the potential effectiveness would increase.
我们现在已经很少听到在灵布道的时候慕道者得圣灵了，大家有没有发现？
I've discovered that very seldom we hear true seekers receiving Holy Spirit during spiritual convocation.
我们大部分的人得圣灵，学生都是在学生年会比较多了。
And the students who receive Holy Spirit during the students' spiritual convocation.
平常灵布道会的祷告。包括我们的信徒或者慕道者很少得圣灵了。
During the regular spirit convocations, including true seekers, all members, not many receive Holy Spirit.
这跟以前不一样了。
This is very different from the past.
以前灵恩布道会的时候
，during the past spiritual convocation,
当然我们的教会才十几年的历史而已。
Of course, the Hillsborough Church is only about ten some years.
但是你如果看过去早期我们教会的。各地方他们发展的情形。
And if you look at our church history in the decades past,
那个有时候慕道者一来，第一次来祷告，他得圣灵了。
In the past, if you bring a true seeker to a spiritual convocation, he may receive the Holy Spirit the first prayer.
很多弟兄姐妹他们准备新的参加灵会。
And so many brothers and sisters prepare well in advance to attend services.
一祷告下去就很有力。
So they're ready to pray. The prayer was very powerful.
那就感受到神真在这里。
And then they can experience the power of God.
那他如果真的渴慕圣灵，在用心祷告了，就有体验，就得圣灵。
And for those who long for Holy Spirit and pray hard, they will receive the grace of God.
但是当我们的布道会的这个参加的人数很少，我们祷告没力。你说慕道者他来了，他当然没有办法体验。
But if we only have a few attending the services, the prayer very weak, how can the true seeker receive grace of God?
所以我们要看到这里所描述的重点。
And so we have to understand the important teachings here.
要看守神的家。
We need to be the gatekeeper of God's house.
要让神的家哈兴旺起来。
If we want to revive the household of God,
我们要自己本身。来参加
，We ourselves need to be there. We need to participate in the service.
那这样子，新进来的人，他看到教会弟兄姐妹的侍奉，他很自然的想要我要装备我自己，也要参加这个侍奉的行列。
And so those who arrive and joining the church, will see the good examples. They will also prepare themselves for service.
好，那这个看门的还有一个很重要一点。
Another important characteristics.
我们现在看第。二十六节，
verse 20,
二十五节，二十六节
，verse 25 and 26，
二十五节
，verse 25 Their brothers and their villages had to come from time to time and share their duties for 7 day period. 26. But the four principal gatekeepers who were Levites were entrusted with the responsibility for the rooms and treasure in the house of God.
27.
Verse 27, they would spend the night stationed around the house of God because they had to guard it and they had charged the keys for opening it each morning.
好，你看这里，这个他们这个按班次哦，他们是来到这边，就如果按照这里所记录的，每一周换一次的。一周七天之后才换班呢。
And so they would change their schedule once every on a weekly basis, once every 7 days.
那他们这里特别提到这个看守神殿的仓库。
And they will also watch over God's treasure.
那他们要住在这个神殿的四围哈，因为委托他们要守殿，每天早晨开门。
They will live around the temple and with a key and open in the morning.
那这个所以这里看守仓库的，这仓库里面装很多东西的。
And in the treasure in the God's household, there's a lot of stuff in it.
那第二十八节
，verse 28，
他们也有那个管理使用器具的。
and the people in charge of the articles used in the temple service.
按着数目拿出拿入了哈。
And they counted when they brought in and how many were taken out.
拿多少出去，谁拿出去的，就要都要拿多少回来啊。不能少啊。
Who took out what and what must return?
好，然后第二十九节又说，又有人是管理器具跟圣所的器皿的。
Verse 29, others assigned to take care of the furnishing and all the other articles.
还有这些的这些材料啊。
And also other items.
面酒油乳香香料，这个都是 在侍奉神圣殿里面所用的这些材料。
As well as the flowers, wine, and the oil, incense, and spice, and others.
这些都是这些守门看守人他在管理的。
So the gatekeepers will watch over these.
这些人他一定要诚实。
They need to be honest and faithful.
一定要忠心。
And they need to be loyal.
不然他坚守自盗，我自己管的，我用掉了，没人知道啊。
They may keep some of the articles for themselves, and no one will know.
所以这边讲到这个看守神的殿的仓库。
And so it says,
管理里面的东西。
The one in charge of the treasure of God.
这个诚实忠心才有办法诚实。
So you need to be faithful, and then you can be honest.
而且知道说这个是神家里的事，不是自己的人，
no,
不是自己的。
This is God's item. This belongs to God.
这个守门的他们要为神的家把守这个资源的管理，让他不要丢掉了。
And so the gatekeepers of God need to preserve God's property and do not lose anything.
今天从整个教会的角度来看呢。
And so from a church perspective,
守门的第一个要守的是守真理。
The gatekeepers first need to keep the truth.
第二个要让知道进出来教会，谁可以到教会讲台来讲道理，这很重要。
And who can deliver the message? That's very important.
说谁要来做见证，他到底要讲什么见证也很重要，一定要搞清楚。
And even for someone testify, we need to know the content of the testimony.
我们邀请谁来做工，他能不能有没有符合这个神的标准，这个很重要。
And so it's also important to know is this person qualified to do certain work?
那他做完了工之后要去检讨到底是不是真的合乎神的标准。
And afterwards, we could discuss truly his work qualify for God.
这个叫做守门的。
And so those are the work for the gatekeepers.
那接下去你看还有硬体的部分，真的是实际上在照顾神的家的这个部分。
And then there are people who physically care for the structure of the church.
今天神的家里面有许多的事物，真的是因为我们地方大，事情繁多。
And because church is very big, so there are a lot of things to take care of.
其实每一件事情基本上都要许多人共同参与才行。
So everything needs a large amount of manpower.
我们需要我们更多弟兄姐妹愿意来投入侍奉，然后把它组织起来。
And so we need more brothers and sisters willing to participate, and we need to organize all these human resources.
我们教会不能够只有依靠被选出的那几个负责人在做事而已。
And so it is not enough to rely on just a few chosen workers.
我们每个弟兄姐妹，如果我们都愿意参与教会里面的事工小组
，if all the brothers and sisters are willing to participate in the church working groups,
不管是修理这个维护教会硬体的这些各种小组。
And also any kind of groups for maintaining or repairing.
就好像今天你看教会接送维护，然后这个采购各种事务性的工作，需要很多人参与的。
Whether it's transportation, whether it's inventory, whether it's purchasing, repairing, maintenance, needs a lot of people.
教会要让这个聚会能够顺利进行，要有人讲道。
And for a whole day service to go through smoothly, we need sermon speakers.
要有人可以翻译。
We need interpreters.
要可以翻成中文，可以翻成英文。
People who can interpret Chinese and English.
以后如果有不同语言的人来，我们还有那个人可以翻成他的语言。
Perhaps in the future, other languages may be needed. Other skills.
今天如果慕道者，如果神给我们一个讲韩文的。
So if today we have a visitor only speaks Korean,
那我们就要有人愿意学韩文，能够把它翻成韩文。
And then hopefully someone who can translate into Korean.
如果有刚好是从印尼来的，他们讲印尼话的。
And maybe people from who speaks Indonesian.
那如果是讲西班牙文的 ，for example.
Or Spanish.
他听的西班牙文听得最清楚。
And that he can understand Spanish more than anything else.
我们就要有人能够。 把我们的信息换成他的语言，让他可以了解。
So we're able to translate our to Spanish for this person.
这个就是今天侍奉教会里面各种不同的人才。
And so in the church we need to have different skill sets.
那聚会要进行，还有 AV 控制这个音响。
We need to have people with the audio visual aids.
那有人可以接待，在外面看守。
Need someone who ushering and make sure the church door is guarded.
安息日要吃饭，要有人在厨房煮饭。
People need to prepare the meals.
我们之后要打扫，要有人愿意去清厕所的。
And then we need to have people cleaning the bathrooms.
孩子要上学，要有人愿意花时间去教孩子的。
And then we need to have RE teachers.
所以今天一个教会要进行，要很多弟兄姐妹参与工作的。
And so, for church to progress, we need a lot of people helping out.
有人他需要人接送，他不会开车，他要有人去接他来。
And so, some people, they couldn't drive, so they need people to drive them over.
我们都需要动员我们信徒，把这所有的工作都把它一起参与了。
So we need to get as many participation as possible to help out.
这是分班，按着班次来工作。
And so we work according to the schedules.
那接下去要很诚实的、很忠心的来执行它。
And then they need to faithfully carry out the works.
你看这里特别所描述的这些人，他们是管理仓库的哈。
And so it says these people are in charge of the rooms.
很用心的进进出出，这个东西都不会丢掉了。
And they will account the articles accurately, so nothing gets lost.
在神的家很重要，就是要忠心。
And so in the house of God, faithfulness
要诚实，要可以被托付工作。
Must be honest and faithfulness that you can entrust work to Him.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章第一节跟第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
第一章第二节，请读。
Oh, verse 1. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Verse 2. Now it is required that people who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
你看，今天神的家管理工作一定要忠心的哈。
So it says, those who entrusted must prove.
虽然没有人看见，他没关系，反正这是神的。
Even though no one sees it, it's okay because
因为神在看呢、啊。
Knows God because you know God is watching.
你看神的家，如果今天管理仓库的是像犹大管钱的，如果像犹大，就完蛋了。
So imagine if someone who take care of our money is like Judas, then the church will be in trouble.
那管理出库房的都是亚干。
And so the one who counts inventory are Achan.
那会怎样？
Then what would happen to the church?
搬到自己家去了。
And he'll take the church belongings to his own house.
但是你看今天神的家，这些利未人，他们都是可以被托付管理工作的，没有问题。
And so we can see that these people indeed they can be trusted without any issue.
看门，不管是这个圣殿的门、会幕的门、仓库的门，都没问题。
And whatever,
什么都可以。
Whatever gate, they need to watch over, they do good job.
这个叫诚实。
So this has been faithful.
那这个叫做忠心又良善的。
And this is a good and faithful servant.
所以主耶稣他就特别赞赏这些忠心良善的仆人。
Therefore, Lord Jesus praised the good and faithful servants.
看马太福音第二十五章。
Matthew 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew 25.
二十五章，我们看第二十一节。
21.
马太福音二十五章二十一节。
Matthew 25, verse 21. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness."
这个忠心又良善的仆人，最后就被迎接进入神的家里面去享受神家的快乐。
So good and faithful servant was taken into master's house.
我们今天神家里的守门人呢？
And so today, as the gatekeepers of God's household,
我们忠心侍奉。
And so we need to serve faithfully.
神的家也可能在我们自己的家里。
And so the household of God could be in our house.
我们教会是每一个家庭所组成的。
And so the church is made up of many families.
我们今天做家长的，我们要成为我们孩子信仰的守护者。
And so today, as parents, we need to be the gatekeepers of our children's faith.
我们要注意我们的孩子他们在干什么。
We have to pay attention to our children are doing.
那我们要成为好榜样。
We need to be good examples.
要把守我们的家成为 神就是我家的主人。
And then we need to make indeed that the Lord that God is the Lord of the household.
要让全家大小都顺服主的。
And so that everyone in the family obeys God.
不能够让孩子成为家里的主人。
We cannot make our children the master of the house.
今天有时候我们变成孩子是为主了。
Sometimes the children became the master of the house.
我母亲的作息是陪着孩子按着孩子的作息在做的。
And so the parents are babysitters.
我们一定要注意，我们的主人是天上的神。
And so our Lord is the Lord of hosts.
是我们全部人都要顺服主。
So every one of us must obey the Lord.
该敬拜神的时候就要敬拜神。
If time to worship, then we shall.
应该要侍奉的时候要侍奉。
If time to serve, then we shall.
所以要让我们的孩子跟着神的这个敬拜神的步调在生活成长。
And so our children should grow up learning how to serve.
啊，今天我们的神的家需要许多人一起来参与。
And so in God's family, we need everyone to participate.
如果我们都能够是良善又忠心的仆人
，So if we are all good and faithful servants,
神的家一定是日渐兴旺。
And so we can see our house of God prospers.
而且神的这个帐幕会越来越扩张。
And its territory expands.
那更多神的百姓会进入神的家里来。
And more people would join the nation of God.
那我们看了，我们就会欢喜。
And when we see this, we'll be happy.
所以今天如果我们每一次的联布道会，我们都有新的人受洗进入这个大家庭里。
So during spiritual convocation, if we see people getting baptized joining the God's household, then we're all very happy.
那要为了要让我们的下一次灵布道会有真的有人可以来接受洗礼。
So in order to let the next spirit convocation having someone getting baptized.
我们这个时候如果没有撒种。
If we don't sow our seed today.
那明年就不会有收成。
There is nothing to harvest next year.
现在这段时间就是我们要努力工作的时候。
And so this is the time to sow our seeds.
我们从九月份一直到明年的四月。基本上这一段长的时间虽然是冬天但是我们在传福音的工作上绝对不能够松懈。
And so from September to April, even though there's a winter in between, but we cannot slack off.
我们要持续不断的去做宣道的工作。
We have to double our effort in evangelism.
为了将来能够有一个欢呼收割。
And then we can expect a harvest of joy.
你看我们下个礼拜有这个福音茶会。
And so next week, we have gospel tea fellowship.
那我们接下去，其实，在每一周的时间里面，我们都是可以传福音的。
So we can evangelize, during our weekdays even.
所以求主带领我们的教会的工作。
We ask our Lord Jesus, to help our church work.
我们能够顺利的推动，我们努力祷告，那主耶稣带领我们。
And so we can all progress and with God's guidance.
我们忠心的读神的话语。
And we study the words of God.
那我们谦卑的求主带领。
And we humbly ask God to lead us.
我们一定可以看到神所赐给我们的这个丰盛的收获。
We can surely see the great harvest.
愿主带领。
May the Lord
一起来唱诗。
Sing him.
325首。
325.